Wondering if you should stay in Illinois or move out of state? Get your copy of Scott Tucker's book, Escape Illinois, Should I Stay or Should I Go? Get your complimentary copy at retirementdakota.com.
Investment advisory services are made available through AE Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Thanks for coming to Chicago, and well done on the music, man. How are you?
Hey, John. Thanks for having me. I'm good. I'm happy to be here.
Best Jazz Vocal Album of the Year. You were nominated for a Grammy. You lost to Samara Joy. Mm-hmm. I saw her last time she was in town. I like your music better.
I
don't get a vote. You were nominated for Best Jazz Performance, and some guy named Chick Corea
was judged
to be a little bit better, but that's good company, man.
Yeah, I mean, can't be mad at Chick. He's a legend.
How long have you been out there? Like, you've been out for 9 years or so, right?
I mean, I've been making music basically my whole life, but my first album came out in 2019. So it kind of depends on when we count.
When we count and keep score. Yeah, right. But your parents were musical too, weren't they?
Yeah. Yeah. Both of my parents are working musicians. They tour, they perform, they record a lot.
Is it your mom or dad is a vocalist?
Yes. Yeah. But I mean, both my parents are singers. My mom is more like singer focused. That's her main thing. But my dad's also a great singer.
So I guess it was inevitable that you would be in the arts as well?
Yeah. I mean, there's an argument to say that I kind of joined the family business, but at the same time, it just felt very natural. I felt always called towards music.
You can tell this man has a good voice, but having a good speaking voice doesn't always translate. Is that something that's learned, or do you think your parents imbued you with that? It's genetic.
With singing in particular, I think it's both. I mean, I think I always sort of had an affinity towards singing and music, but also singing is the way that we communicate to each other in my family. So like,
oh yeah,
it's just as, you know, I get told to wash the dishes and song, you know what I mean? So it just feels very sprouting forth from that, I'd say.
Yeah, right. Although you have a nice range too. I mean, your speaking voice is there, but you hit some high notes.
Yeah, I mean, it was a journey to get there for sure.
Really? How does that happen?
Well, I had a pretty high voice as a boy, and then when my voice started changing, I kind of lost that, and then I worked with a teacher in college named Dominique Eade, who really gave me a lot of technique and then helped me sort of reopen that upper range.
But given your family's background, maybe there wasn't this, oh my God, moment this guy can sing because he came from a family of singers and musicians, but was there a moment where somebody turned around and said, oh, wait a minute, you're not just a good singer here at school, you are a talent. I mean, was there a moment where somebody said that to you or it dawned on you could make a living out of this?
I think, I don't know if I can pinpoint one exact moment, but when I started high school, I went to an art school in LA and I was surrounded by other young people who were really serious about, you know, music, theater, dance, visual art, whatever it is. And it wasn't that I felt like, I'm supremely talented. It just was I was surrounded by other people who were.
Well, if nothing else, you were in their league, right? You were as good as some of them. So we just sampled a little from Bag of Bones. Mm-hmm. Was that on your Fly album?
Yeah, right? That's the opening track on my Fly record.
I was wondering about your music, too, when there are words. Are you writing the music? Are you writing the lyrics? How much of this is originally yours?
Yeah, the album is about half and half, half standards, half originals. And for all the originals, I write all the words and music and arrangements.
When I listen to your music, I hear maybe influences, and I don't know if the likes of you don't like to be told who they remind people of.
Mm-hmm. I mean, hit me.
Well, so I hear Al Jarreau, Stevie Wonder, I hear Bobby McFerrin, mm-hmm. I hear John Legend. What do you think? Am I missing anybody?
I mean, there's probably a million more, but I think you definitely knocked it out with a few of those guys for sure.
Yeah. Right. I don't presume you do that intentionally, though. It's your music. It's very original.
Thank you. I mean, it's definitely I'm not usually trying to channel specific people. It just is kind of like there's a soup of influence of people that I've listened to over the years, and it kind of, they come out as they will in different moments, I'd say.
So you performed last night at this really small space. Mm-hmm. And I understand that it's sold out again for tonight, so we'll have to maybe buy your stuff online. Mm-hmm. But just talk about that. Like, less than 100 people there.
Yeah.
I would imagine you could have done 100 times that, but all right, fine. Do you like a room that small?
I like an intimate room. I mean, I like performing in general, regardless of the size, but there's something special about a small room because you actually get to sort of see and feel the people and the energy in the room, and that is one of my favorite parts of performing, is to like actually feel the palpable energy with the people.
Yeah, no kidding. So are you on the piano then?
Yeah, I'm singing and playing piano and doing some live looping. Yeah, but it's a solo show.
And are there other musicians? Oh, solo
yeah,
show.
Just,
so it's just
me.
You.
Yeah, just me.
Right. What's your tour schedule then? Where do you go next?
Mm-hmm. After this, we're going to Fayetteville, Arkansas. And then we have Williamstown and then Saratoga Springs. Yeah, and then I think we're done. I might be spacing on one show, but that's basically it.
Another album coming out?
Working on it. It's a little secret, so I can't divulge too much, but it is in the making.
Well, the secret's out. I wanted to just, as we're out of time, I did want to mention that I'm just looking at the list of your songs that I have in the queue. Can we do Strange Magic, Pete, as we wrap this up today? This is another one of his songs. And is this on Fly as well?
No, this is actually the song of an amazing piano player friend of mine named Shai Maestro that I collaborated with him on. He wrote the music and the lyrics, and it's a really, really beautiful.
Keep making music, man. That's really nice stuff.
I appreciate it, John. Thank you so much.
Michael Mayo. So how would you like our audience to get your music? Is Spotify the preferred or best source for you?
We can do a Bandcamp. We can do a Spotify. We can do a Apple Music, Amazon. It's kind of wherever you get your music. But I'd say Bandcamp. If you go to my website, you can find all the resources for that. It's just
MichaelMayo.com?
MichaelMayoMusic.com.
MichaelMayoMusic.com. And just one sidebar about that, though. The industry has changed a lot, and I wonder what's the most profitable way for you to reach out to your fans? Is it Bandcamp as opposed to Spotify? Does one pay better than another?
I would say that it's probably to buy physical product. So if you want to buy vinyl, we have a great vinyl of the album. You can also buy CDs if you still know what those are. But I think physical sales are usually go the farthest.
I can imagine a 33 of you would be really nice.
It's a nice vinyl. I gotta say, it's really nice.
Yeah, Michael, thanks for coming in and congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Keep up the good work.
Appreciate it.
Next time you're in town, let's do more of this.